Father, Almighty One, thank you for this precious day given us to come into a sanctuary to worship you, to give you thanks, and you to talk to us. We want to come unto your throne of mercy with thanksgiving and humbling ourselves, so that God, you may talk to us, that God, you may go before us, that God, you may bless us. Take our feet and let them be. Take our mind and let them be consecrated for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we proceed, please? Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy I wanted to say is be a joy chica. Because that's a struggle, isn't it? Sasa ukibaba, babika. Sikio? Ukibaba, babika. But I said, sikio. My name is Reverend David, for those who are new to me. But I expect everybody knows me, isn't it? I want to just say thank you to Mary and Daniel for the work you've been doing. Thank you, Diana. I can now hear the music is awesome. And when we go to visit others on worship and experiences, we will still talk. We'll be among the best. Thank you, my dear ones. I'm thankful because that role is very, very significant. We cannot ignore it. Praise be to God. The other thing is this. Mary has talked about your visit. The times you know, we find ourselves running so many programs. And those of programs focus on the vicar. And at times, you are not able to juggle and make them run concurrently as everybody would have wished. But I hope you bear with us in the situation that we are not able to finance you last Sunday, but we are still doing it. We are committed into offering that particular visit. Mary said it costs. And you know, sometimes we look at the money and fail to see the bigger picture. But I want to see the bigger picture out of it. That in spite of the fact that people will think it's only fun, that fun has in-depth meaning and will transform our lives, isn't it? And that is my prayer. That as much as we get the fun, we also get transformed the more. And also we work for God, because in every situation, we want to mold you to be servant of the Most High. Praise be to God. Can you tell the other person, please be a servant of the Most High God?
Yes, servant of
the Most High. No, I'm not asking you to be priests. I'm sure. But I know, in spite of that, in whatever you are doing, it is for the purpose of enlarging the kingdom of God. Praise be to God. As I was sitting there, I was meditating upon the words that we were reading. And indeed, I got a little bit confused. Why? In Matthew chapter 6, Matthew says, do not worry about anything. But I don't think that was the real intention, not to worry. Actually, did not talk about being carefree. But he actually talked or used this word for us to see the inner deeper meaning within it. Worrying is a situation that you feel you are helpless and hopeless, isn't it? But I came to think when he met about Wally, in this particular text, he wanted us to think that we are vulnerable, we are limited ourselves, but we have another greater power, who is our God. What we cannot do, God can do. Praise be to God. And it's also teaching us to depend on who? On God, not on our own might, not on our own wisdom, not on our own strength. The purpose was not to become carefree, free. Praise be to God. In a sense, I want to say that God wants us to trust in Him. Remember our song, trust and obey, for there's no other. To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other thing. We only need to trust in God. And I thought much more when we talk about worrying from the perspective of Matthew. We can appreciate what God has already done for us. At times you worry, but you don't change anything. And you know, I've been studying something concerning what is happening in our worldview with most of our young people, our elderly, committing suicide. And I was asking myself, why should this happen? It is either because people have become very careless with their lives and they don't want to trust in God. Yes, there is a lot of pressure. Things are happening. Things are happening. But let us not focus on the problems that are besieging, which is weak, besiege, which is besieging our life. Let us take our burden to who? To God Himself. Let us trust in God more. Let us focus not on our problem, but let us shift that and carry that our burden to who? To God. Because our burdens have been lifted. At her? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Our burdens will only be lifted at where? Let us take our problems to Calvary. Praise be to God. And much more so, I thought it's wise to join that particular chapter of Matthew with what we find in Psalms 125. Psalms 125, I want to read from something very funny, you know. When we grow and age, we have problems. We can't see much. You should thank God that you are young. Your eyesight is still strong. So when I sit there, I can't read the Bible in this particular the letters here are very small. So probably this one, because of the clients, is better. 125 says. And no, this is a word for each one of us. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. Praise be to God. And this is why I'm saying David found out that the trust in his own self, in chariot and in everything, is all in vain. But trusting in God, and those who trust in God, they are like Mount Zion. They talk beyond everything. They can see beyond. They can reach levels other people do not reach. The attitude is up, high above others. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken, but they do us forever. Tell the other person, trust in God. You will never be shaken. You will endure forever. Praise be to God. Then he says, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. This is what I was saying, the same perspective in Matthew, when he was talking about worrying about what to eat, what to drink. And I said, the writer did not want us just to focus on the word worry and think we become careless. We work hard, please. But let's lay our trust in God, that whatever you are doing shall be fruitful. Praise be to God. And this is what the psalm says and tells us. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so is the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The Lord will always surround us in our point of problems, our point of desperation. And if actually kama weka uwa abamu metusingira, basi tapona mnagani. We should not worry because we are heavily guarded. Praise be to God. No, President trusts their bodyguards. But sometimes I ask myself, just a bodyguard be standing behind you, which much difference would he make? It's only psychology that will tell you that this person is there, guarded, although there are many others. But suppose you are in between an armored vehicle. What does it say? You are probably more protected than when you have a bodyguard behind you. Now the Lord is telling us in Psalms that we are like somebody who is in an armored vehicle because God will surround you. God will surround you. Now and forever. Then he says, the scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For them, the righteous might use their hands to do evil. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. No, that is very deep. When he says, the land that God has allotted you, the office that God has allotted you, he will not allow him, the wicked, to interfere with it. The small business that you are doing, he will not allow the evil one to interfere. What an assurance. That nobody will interfere if you are righteous. You know, there are some times we find ourselves in areas where they are zoned as bad areas, where burglary rooms, where you can't even walk alone, otherwise you'll be marked. But still, this is what God is promising. That even amidst all the wicked people, God will still protect you. Even when you are working and you are in class, probably people are fond of doing things and doing stuff that want to betray the people they live with. In that betrayal, we are being assured that for those who live or who have been allotted somewhere to stay by God, they will remain protected. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart, was a prayer that David did when he was supplicating to his people of Israel. My prayer to you is this, my dear ones, that I pray that God do good unto you in your lives, those who are looking for employment, that God may do you good. Those that are doing business, that God may do you good. And indeed, you also be good, because there is a reciprocation, isn't it? You also be good and right upright, because the assurance is so pegged on your own being responsible. Praise be to God. Shall we be responsible of our own selves? Shall we be responsible of the people around us? Shall we be responsible about our land, our parents, our siblings? The assurance is this: be upright, and God will stand in your case. In your places of work, whether harassed or not, God is promising good things. Those in school, you could be harassed, but God is also promising good things, good times that will come your way. Praise be to God. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish the evildoers. Peace be upon his land. You see, he also promises, if you turn back and do the wrong things, you'll be banished with those wrong words, the wrongdoers. The last he promises this, he also says there is a punishment for those who do not heed to his call and not do as the promises are. Let us thank God for his love and to us forever. Let us trust in God, because when we trust in God, we'll be like Mount Zion. We will not be shaken. Whatever happens, we will not be shaken. Tell the other person, let us trust in God, we will not be shaken. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.